Mike Liddell. I'm the co-founder and co-leader of the National Health Action Party. Just a quick show of hands, how many of you actually heard of the National Health Action Party before? That's extremely encouraging. I've won already. Thank you. That goes to the votes as well. I'm a doctor. I'm a consultant cancer specialist up in Middlesbrough. I live in North Yorkshire. I do have some roots in Oxfordshire. I was born at the church in Oxford. So my brother lives in Whitney. I used to play football for Ensham and Old Woodstock. I hope I'm doing well so far. Why is a doctor from up north standing down here? Well, I'll take back to 2010 when the NHS wasn't the major issue at the general election. And now the polls show it's the number one issue at the general election. We've also got a new political party, the National Health Action Party, formed by doctors and nurses, precisely because the NHS has become such a big issue. And basically what we've had is a massively undemocratic top-down reorganisation of the NHS, which the Conservative Party and the Liberal Democrats promised that they wouldn't do before the election, and in the coalition agreement after the election, they said there'd be no top-down reorganisation. And then we saw what happened with Andrew Lansley, who had this massive top-down reorganisation, which is essentially dismantling our National Health Service and increasingly privatising it, and I hope to expand a little bit about that later on. We are also very much an anti-austerity party. We've heard all about the how good the economy is at the moment from the Conservatives, but actually, when those 100 businessmen wrote to the Telegraph the other day, on the same day, a survey of 50 economists came to the conclusion that actually austerity has been hugely damaging to the economy and we should be much further ahead than we are at the moment. And actually the policies of the Conservative Party and the Coalition have actually dragged the economy back. Because if you disinvest in our public services, actually you cause huge damage. Because the great wealth creators in our country, yes, there's some fantastic entrepreneurs, but the great wealth creators are our teachers, for example. They're the ones that give our children the best opportunity in life to develop their full potential, both in their personal development, but also their economic potential. So austerity is incredibly damaging, and I'm with the Green Party on this. We've got very good anti-austerity policies. So I hope that, that we'll be able to get to some of these debates, get to the root cause of a lot of what's going on. I'm one of Thatcher's children, but unfortunately too many others got left behind, and I think that was one of the disgraceful parts of Thatcherism, and that's still happening now. Cameronism is Thatcherism. Don't meet